And also, hats off to you at Walker's Bluff, because this is going to be a great opportunity to see Sarah Evans. We don't have to drive to St. Louis or Nashville or Evansville or anything like that. It's right in our backyard. And June 23rd is the date. Now, you had mentioned earlier you were going to try and do something ahead of time. What kinds of things are you thinking of here, Melissa?
So we were thinking long and hard about what local bands we can showcase to open for Sarah. We definitely wanted to do local bands because we have so many great ones in Southern Illinois, but that's just the point. We have so many great ones that it was hard for us to decide who would be the right band to open up for her. So we came up with this idea, and this is our big announcement this morning. We're excited to announce that on May 26th on our property, we are going to be hosting a battle of the bands to compete to have two opening acts for Sarah Evans on June 23rd.
Wow. So this is for local country bands.
Country genre bands only.
Gotcha. So they can get in on this on May 26th there at Walker's Bluff. So if they're listed to me right now, I've got a list in my mind of singers who are with bands. How do they get in on this contest?
Good question.
Yeah.
So what you need to do is you need to submit your video to my email address, which is mlewis, which is L-E-W-I-S, at walkersbluff.com. Now, if you're not getting this information right now, don't worry, because at 8:15 this morning, check our Facebook page. It will have all the specific details, including the email address to send your video to. You're going to need to submit that video by May 7th.
Okay.
That's important, because if it's not by May 7th, you won't be in the consideration. We're only selecting 10 bands. Because of logistics, we can't make it a 4-day event to just
right.
doing Battle of the Bands. So 10 bands are going to be chosen based on those videos to compete on May 26th to open up for Sarah Evans. So
wow.
We are hoping to come back on Z100 to announce the two bands that are selected. So we'll take a look at those videos, choose the 10. And then on the day of Battle of the Bands, the way the winners are going to be chosen is it's going to be by show of support.
Oh.
So you're going to need to bring your entire fan base, bring everybody you know, mom, dad, friends, aunts, uncles, everybody you know, have them come out, support you that day. And the two bands with the biggest showing of support will then get to perform for Sarah Evans.
What a cool thing. Battle of the Bands, country bands, May 26th at Walker's Bluff. The main thing is this. You all need to get a video put together and then sent on over there. The details are going to be on the Walker's Bluff Facebook, but the deadline for that is May the 7th. And if you haven't got a video put together yet, you better, you know, say, hey, let's get one put together here to submit for this thing.
Right.
Okay. This is going to be exciting stuff. And you know what is crazy, Melissa, is like these bands are all vying for just to get noticed. And you never know who is going to be at a concert like this. So,
I mean, a multi-platinum country music star. That's a once-in-a-lifetime experience for anybody. I would assume they would just love for the opportunity to do so.
And you know what's cool is on your website for your band or your Facebook, you can have in the credits, has opened for Sarah Evans.
Isn't that awesome?
See, that would be something.
I know. Kind of like bragging rights, right?
Right. All right. So once again, the Battle of the Bands is May 26th. This will determine, you know, two bands to open up for Sarah Evans.
Right. So some details on that day, just really quickly.
Yeah.
The doors will open. Our gates will open at noon. The first band will go on at 1.
Yeah.
And then we have a schedule for them already set out for the remainder of the day, all the way leading up to pretty much close to dark. It's definitely going to be a family-friendly event. We're going to have our mobile kitchen out there with food. Our bounce houses will be up by the park. We're going to have two stages going, just also, again, because of logistics. So we have one going, one playing. We'll have one setting up or breaking down. So, and the stages are right by each other. So it's not like you're going to have to go across property in order to see one or the other. So family-friendly, definitely let your kiddos play on the bounce houses and in the park. You'll be an eyesight distance from them listening to the great local bands.
Isn't that cool? You know what? We have got a gem of a facility here in Walker's Bluff. We really do. And so on May 26th, make plans to be there for it, especially if you're going to have one of these bands in here. Now, bands, May 7th is your deadline to get your video in there with Walker's Bluff. All the details right now are on the Walker's Bluff Facebook, and I'll have some more info up at Z100. And then once again, tickets for Sarah Evans on June 23rd are selling. Do you still have the one ticket package that is like you get to eat at the buffet and stuff?
The VIP?
Yeah.
We do, but those are going fast. We were only selling 150 of those. They're a limited experience.
Yeah.
We also have that Say the Word experience, which gives you a meet and greet. And again, those meet and greets are almost sold out right now.
Okay. So, hey, if you're a Sarah Evans fan, get in there at walkersbluff.com. And you know what? You may have some sangria.
Well, you can purchase them in the general store in person as well, and then enjoy your sangria. We have two types of sangria in the general store every day.
Oh,
right,
I know.
Lisa?
It's wonderful stuff. It really is good. So there it is. Hey, walkersbluff.com. Find them on Facebook for more details. And once again, a battle of the bands is coming up to see who's going to open up for Sarah Evans on June 23rd. That date is May 26th. If you're a band that just tuned in, want to get in on it, you have to have a video sent in by May 7th. Check out the Walker's Bluff Facebook for more details.